from firing rockets into Israel, and that there is no intention of killing or hurting Palestinian civilians in the process. That doesn't lessen the pain felt by the families of those killed in Gaza, but that pain is at least acknowledged by many in Israel. David Horovitz is a longtime Israeli journalist and the founding editor of the online Times of Israel.
Israel's leaders and all Israelis, I'm convinced, are unhappy that civilians are being killed in Gaza. And for example, the naval strike that it seems fairly clear killed those four children in Gaza yesterday. It's not that Israel is insensitive to or indifferent to those deaths. It's just there's a very strong sense here that blaming Israel that is really looking at this without basic context, which is Israel left Gaza in 2005, has no territorial dispute with Gaza, has no military presence in Gaza, has no civilian presence in Gaza, and is only firing back.
But can you imagine Hamas and the militants who are heaving rockets back in Israel bowing down without getting something in return?
Yeah, it's a pretty difficult conundrum, and nobody is saying that there's a perfect solution here. You know, Hamas has made, it seems to me, three key demands. They want Egypt to reopen the border crossing at Rafah between Gaza and Egypt. They want arrangements to pay their staff in Gaza who have not been receiving money since they signed their unity agreement with Mr. Abbas. And they want Israel to release dozens of Hamas operatives who were rearrested in recent weeks as Israel sought the abductors and killers of three Israeli teenagers. I'm not sure that there isn't some give on maybe even all of those demands. But where I see the problem is the key Israeli demand. The key Israeli demand is that there be no more rocket fire on Israel for the foreseeable future.
Do you understand how this is viewed overseas, how it kind of looks from overseas? You know, more than 200 Palestinians dead, one Israeli dead. I'm not trying to give a moral equivalency, but a tiny strip of land packed with people against incredible firepower by Israel. Do you understand how it looks like just kind of completely out of balance and an overreaction by Israel?
Yeah, I understand that this is perceived as an asymmetrical war. I just think the international community has got it completely the wrong way around. And it no longer surprises me, but it outrages me nonetheless, because the bottom line here is, if only lots of Israelis were dying as well, people would understand what we're up against. It is obvious, if you take a moment to look at it, that there would be no hostility between Israel and Gaza if Hamas wasn't firing rockets into Israel.
Now, you wrote a column about a press conference last week in which Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu made remarks that, as you put it, spells the end to the notion of Netanyahu consenting to the establishment of a Palestinian state. I mean, given that, is there really any incentive for Palestinians to work with them, either Hamas in Gaza or Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank?
Well, you know, you've got to read the fine print of what Netanyahu said. This is a prime minister who said he wants to find an accommodation with the Palestinians. But as he said on Friday, he doesn't want 20 Gazas in the West Bank. The West Bank's 20 times the size of Gaza. And he said what's happening in Gaza shows that territory is important and that if your enemies control adjacent territory, they tunnel under it and they fire rockets over it. You'd have to have Israel maintaining security authority in the territory to the west of the River Jordan. In other words, Israel plus the West Bank.
But what Palestinian would ever agree to a state like that?
Well, it's very, very difficult. But you're in a Middle East where Israel, 9 miles wide, is led by a leader who sees Islamic extremism on the march in Iraq and in Syria and in Lebanon. It is not completely incomprehensible that an Israeli prime minister would be wary about relinquishing full control of one Palestinian territory when the second territory, Gaza, was taken over by Hamas in a matter of hours a few years ago.
David Horovitz is the founding editor of the Times of Israel. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
The current conflict in Gaza is, of course, very complex. Our goal here at The World is to cover it as fairly and completely as possible, and we welcome your questions about it. Thanks to all of you who took part in our Facebook Q&A on Gaza with Robert Bletcher of the International Crisis Group. And you can still ask us more questions. Just go to facebook.com/PRI The World. We'll do our best to tackle many of your questions here on the show in the coming days.